Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Stanley in New Jersey with a universal problem. Those people who had Northfolk bank accounts in 2007, he says, received a 1099 interest showing Northfolk's as a payer. But then Capital One acquired Northfolk Bank as of 3/10/2008, and it appears Capital One modified their records to show that they were the payer of interest earned for 2007. This is causing massive CP2000 notices. How can we get this corrected? Well, Stanley, that is a really annoying problem. And no doubt, this will have happened to customers of other banks taken over by places like Capital One, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or Chase. And I just wonder how many people will get those notices and not know what to do and will freeze up and do nothing. This is a tough problem because once those notices have already gone out, the only thing to do is respond. And anyone working with a tax professional like you will be able to respond correctly and avert the proposed assessment. However, many folks handling this on their own will mess it up. Some won't respond at all, and the assessment will be posted and turned over to collections. Good Lord. Perhaps putting this out there will help people find this in a search. Folks, if you get a CP2000 letter, that's a letter that says IRS found specific unreported income and is offering you a chance to correct the error. Respond to it. If you don't know how to do it in writing and are not working with a tax professional, call IRS. Call the phone number on the notice. They will help you. And Stan, thanks for bringing this to my attention. I've alerted IRS about the problem. Let's see what kind of a solution they can develop. On the other hand, I have to wonder, typically CP2000s are sent out not because names don't match, but because the total income reported in a given category doesn't match. For instance, if total interest on the tax return was $2,500, but total 1099 INTs were $3,000, a CP2000 would have been issued. But I don't ever remember seeing CP2000 issued when total interest was $2,500 and the 1099 INTs added up to $2,500. That does seem odd to me. But remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about proposed assessments and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.